Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Morning and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtables. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the Roundtables with mothers and daughters around the world. I tell you, it's a great morning. A great morning to be in front of a fire where I am roasting chestnuts or nice sweet potato. Those who can remember back in the day when you had the fireplace and I was a kid and all of a sudden, you know, the weather's bad, and put on this pot of soup and make cornbread, and we just threw the potato into the fire. I would say to myself, what in the world? I was thinking it would just absolutely burn up, but it didn't. It would just toast and be ready. We'd eat those things. It's amazing. Back in the day. Just want to say good morning. It is a beautiful day where I am. Everything is white. The sky is white. It's snowing. Absolutely gorgeous. Just a few days past Christmas, but you get that still. It's kind of bringing the Christmas spirit for me because, you know, when it's this time of year and it's snowing, I mean, really, you know, I'm thinking everything is peaceful. Just peaceful and quiet, and people can be still. It's a good time to spend some time with the Lord. So with that being said, I say good morning. We're here at the Round Tables with mothers and daughters around the world, and I'm your host, Dr. Bessie. Good morning, Frida. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You're wonderful.
To you, too.
Yes. Hey, thank you.
Thank God. Thank God. We made it on the other side of 16.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you give us the
grateful
prayer this morning?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you today. Thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, your love, your tender kindness, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are in another year, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We have excitement, oh, Father God, of what you're going to do, oh, God, through us and in the lives of mothers and daughters and families, oh, God. As we trust you with our lives, oh, Father God, and as we walk by faith and not by sight, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, in advance, oh, Father God, for what you're going to do, oh, God. Hallelujah. The celebrations, oh, Father God, the victories, oh, Father God, the favorable outcomes in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that mothers and daughters that will give birth spiritually and naturally, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you, God, for the mother and daughter, oh, Father God, that will give birth, oh, God, to their God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as a mother and daughter, oh, Father God, that they would do it together, oh, Father God, holding hands, oh, God, and hearts, oh, God, together emerging, oh, Father God, to make an impact, oh, God, in their family, in their generation, and in the world. We thank you, God, that it is so. We thank you, God, for even the mothers, oh, Father God, that they will conceive, oh, Father God, biologically, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, and give birth, hallelujah, God, to healthy babies, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We thank you, God. We honor you, oh, God. You said that everything that have breath, praise you, the name of the Lord, and we thank you. We thank you that you are the breath of life, oh, God. We thank you, God, today for mothers and daughters around the world, oh, God. Hallelujah, you, God, in other countries, oh, Father God, in the United States, oh, Father God, that we have ears to hear, oh, Father God, and we have a mindset, oh, God, of a renewed mind in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for optimum health. We speak blessings, oh, God. We declare and decree blessings, oh, Father God, over every mother and daughter and family and every person that's on the line. We're grateful, God, for you today, oh, God, for what you're doing, oh, God, in and through us, oh, God. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we say in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Okay, I'll come back with you in a little bit. Okay. Good morning. Yes. I want to thank God. That was a beautiful prayer. Frida, we thank God this morning that, you know, that we are able to get up on Saturday morning. We are able to voice our opinion, to pray to the God that we choose. You know, we sometimes hear mothers and daughters take advantage or don't really know then of the freedom that we have by living in the U.S. I've traveled to many foreign countries, and the differences, I mean, you see it on television, that's one thing. But when you're there and you are in the presence of the people and you can actually be in their space and their energies and feel their sorrows, I mean, you can feel the tightness in them. You know, it's like they're in a cage and they want to come out. I'm not saying this is the whole that's everybody there, but the majority of the people in foreign countries, you see mothers and daughters, especially the women, sometimes have a time that, you know, well, I don't want it to seem like it's just the women, but women in other countries are not given the freedom to do as we do here in a lot of instances, and we complain and think that we are not free here, and there are some things that we'd like to do, but when you look at the scope of it, we are so free that we don't even realize how free we are. We have the opportunity to make things happen much more quickly and freely and based on the Constitution as opposed to mothers in other countries. And really what brought that to me this morning in my spirit, there's a young lady that I'm working with, and she sent me some videos of their program in Africa, and I looked at them, and at first I said, you know what? I said, wow, they're doing really good, you know? I'm looking at it. The program is good and all that. But then when I started looking at the videos and looking at the surroundings, and I thought, wow, yeah, we can probably help. I know we can because God will use us to be a blessing. And she deals with women and girls and which is, you know, our target, which is mothers and daughters. You can call it what you want, but if it's a woman, she's someone's daughter. And so it touched my heart, and I'm looking at it, wow, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. That's why people are trying, they are trying to get to the United States because they know there's better liberties here for them, better opportunities. And when they get here, they don't want to go back. So I just want to say this morning, we just need to be grateful and just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have the freedoms that we have in the United States. Even though we may complain, I know I'm working on that myself to make sure I stay focused and not look at any kind of complaints or anything to that nature. And I just want to say, God, we thank you. And that brings us into our topic for today. As mothers and daughters, you know, it's time for us to really step up and say, you know, this year, what are we going to do differently? What is it that I can do that's different from what I've done last year? And I know we have our schedules, and we're so busy. At least that's what we want to think. But in the scope of things, we're really not that busy that we can't stop and help somebody else. Think of the time that we spend social media, sitting around talking about much of nothing, when we can channel that time and divide some of that time and say, this year I'm going to pick someone out and I'm going to help someone. You know, if you help someone else develop their dreams, you will develop yours. God will help you develop your dreams. And it's one of those things where we want to push mothers and daughters. We have this campaign that we created a few years ago, and that's bringing in 10 million mothers and daughters. And when I would say that to individuals, they would say to me, 10 million? And I would, yeah. And that's what God placed in my heart, 10 million. And so that's small compared to the scope of women around the world. And it just came up in my heart, this is the year. We're going to reach women around the world, and I see it coming together with the invitations to different countries. And when I look at these countries and I look at the way they will walk for miles and days to get to something they feel that they need. And we sometimes won't even drive the car 5 minutes, let alone an hour, 2 hours to go see something. Because, see, we're so conditioned to the comfort and comforts of our lifestyle here in the U.S. So I guess what I'm saying is that I'm asking you out there in the land, mothers and daughters, to let's just adopt somebody. Let's adopt somebody. And you may say, well, I can't afford to. You know, if I probably look at my circumstances right now, sometimes you look at how can I put somebody else into this equation. You know, think about the food that we throw away. Think about, you know, if you just really fix that plate and you said, you know what, we're finished eating, let's fix the plate and let's go and find somebody and give them a meal. Simple. It's not taking anything else off of you. Well, when I was in Miami, that was one of the things the Lord told me, and I didn't tell people because there's nothing to really tell. But the Lord would tell me, I want you to cook today. And I want you to go, and I want you to feed the people on 6th Street. And I would go, okay. Sometimes I fix sandwiches. Sometimes I cook. And I fix the plates up, and I put them in the car in a box. Most of those sandwiches stuff I put in a bag, and I buy the water and sit it in the car. And I said to my friend one day, I said, you know, because he was in he's security for the ministry, and he was at a child the first time I did it, and I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. But I wanted to run it by, let somebody know where I was going. And I'm like, well, you should have waited till I come back. I said, I can't wait on you. I got to go and do what the Lord told me to do. So I pulled my car up and pulled it on the corner, and I would just crack my window because I thought, okay, well, just in case. And I asked one person, and the whole street was just, I'm just going to give you one example. The whole street was just people laying around, standing around. And he hollered and say, anybody want any lunch? And everybody said, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the car was crowded. Poof, and started passing them out, the water passing it out. And when about 3 weeks before that, I fixed three plates, and there were three people. And the first person I gave it to was the last person 3 weeks later that I fixed 50 bags, and there was 50 people, 49 people at that corner. But when I came around the corner, there was one gentleman there, and I looked at him, and I said, do you remember me? And he said, well, I have a distinctive car, and it's not that color. It's not too many people have that color. And he said, yes, ma'am. I said, I have one bag left. Have you had lunch? She said, no. And I said, this one's for you. And it's so amazing. And that's what I want to get back to. You know, I'm moving around, but I'm not going to let that be an excuse. I'm not saying that for any other reason. In fact, it's just to touch your heart and let you know between you and God, he will tell you to do something for someone, and he will reward you, not us. We're not trying to do that. But he asked me to share this. Otherwise, I would never say anything. I never said it on the radio. I never told anybody. And this morning, God is asking me to share that with you, and I did. And I think it's dealing with more or less the topic for today. Again, for the newcomers, I'm not on the switchboard, but I'm sure some people are popping in and off or on. Hopefully, they're on. I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm your host again. I'm talking to mothers and daughters around the world. And I have on line with me my co-hosts, Cynthia Oliver and Frieda Hunter. And we're here to add a word, a testimony from our life and what we are, the relationship we have with God, with you. And you can take that, and hopefully it will add to what you're doing. And if you want to, you can text your friends, your mother and daughter friends, and ask them to give us a call. The same number you call in on, it's the same number that they can call in on, and it's 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. Our topic today is mothers and daughters. It's 2017. Now what? Mothers and daughters, it's 2017. Now what? Get your pen and paper, your favorite drink, and sit back and relax. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm your host, and I'm talking to mothers and daughters all around the world. Well, the great announcement is the book is done. Lord Jesus, thank you. It is done, finished. The proof came back, and I will start emailing out this day. Look for your email. Look for your text. The cover of the book, the whole nine yards, the book. I'll be emailing out just the cover and texting out the cover and sending you to the website, which is absolutely going to be finished sometime today. Lael Agency produced the book. And it's laelagency.com with Angela Huntley. And she has done a wonderful, wonderful job on laying out the book and keeping building the website. So if you need a website, you need your book, that book in you published, that's the agency. It's laelagency.com. And, of course, I am so proud to say that Angela Huntley is my daughter, and it is wonderful to have a mother and daughter experience. The name of the book is Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. And how appropriate is that to have the book written through me and published by my daughter? God is awesome. He does it every time. If you have questions or need additional information, you can email me at drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. That's drbessie1 at gmail.com. If you want to know of anyone that I should send a press release to, I have the press releases done, and I'll be mailing those out. I don't have anywhere to go today. It's snowing. I'm snowed in, so this is a perfect day to get a cup of coffee and get to the computer and start sending out the press releases. Again, our stimulating topic this morning is Mothers and Daughters is 2017. Now what? That's the question. Now what? You know, we can keep going and we can keep talking. And, you know, you ever had someone to come to you and they just keep, well, you know, this is what's going on. And they're explaining and there's this and then my life is this and nobody can help me and blah, 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 and I don't know what to do. And at the end of it, it's what? Now what? I heard you. You touch the heart. But now what? What are you going to do? That's the question. Yes, it's okay. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, so it's okay to, I understand that, to release those thoughts and those words that's running around in your intro conversations. It's okay. But even at the end of those conversations or the release of that, even to someone such as myself, a psychologist, my question is,
Now what? We've got to come up with a plan. What is the next step? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Last week we talked about mothers and daughters renewing your relationship, you know, and it is key. It is key. You have to make a plan to renew your relationship. It just doesn't renew on its own. You've got to work at it. You've got to look at it, say, okay, this is where we are, and then don't concentrate on where you are. Concentrate on where you want to go. That is how faith works. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I've been on a faith study this week. I don't know how I got that mixed up as many times as I've done that this week, written it down. So if you're hoping for something, you got to have faith in that hope, because faith represents the substance of that hope. But it's the evidence of the things that's not seen. That means you can't see right now that relationship with your mother or daughter in the physical, but you can see it in the spiritual. So what you're going to do is create in your spiritual mind the relationship that you want with your mother or daughter, and you're going to hold on to that, and your Holy Spirit will deliver that relationship, that picture, into your physical. And you'll find yourself all of a sudden from something that you were thinking about to actually living it. Now, you know, that's not anything new if you think about it. A simple thing as a dress. And women, you know, you can relate to that. Dress, pocketbook, heels, shoes, hair, nails. You know, you see it. You see it in your mind's eye. And you say, that's what I want. When you say, that's what I want, that was your faith. You believed that you were going to get it. Inside of that capsule of words, that's what I want, was your faith, that little mustard seed faith that was inside of it, that you believe, I want that dress for next Sunday. That's what I'm going to wear to the church. I need something new, and you saw it, I'm going to get that dress. Once you decide you're going to get it, you saw it on your mind's eye, you actually took a snapshot and saw yourself in it, then what? Because you believed it, because you said in the time frame, see, we don't use that energy in all that we do. We use it in the small things. But you got to use it in that house. You got to use it in that car. You got to use it in your relationship with your mother and daughter. You got to use it in their job. Is it easy? No. Because everything can come up against you or try to challenge you. Now, you may say, I'll get this dress for next Sunday for church, and you say, okay, when I get paid, I'm going to take the money out. Somebody else is not going to get paid. You'll make that decision real quick. Well, they won't get any money next week, or they'll get half of theirs because I'm going to get this dress. You know, you got a frame. You got a belief system. You got a plan. You plan it out. Nothing happens without a plan, without a vision. So you have to do the same thing with your mother and daughter relationship. You have to plan it out. You have to see the vision. You got to meditate on it. You got to speak it as if it is, even though it's not at this moment. Because God said what? My word will not go void. And you say, well, that's God's word, Dr. Fletcher, but what about my word? Well, hey, what word did you ever create it? Every word spoken is a word that came from God. It just determined the intent behind the word, and which makes it ill, effective, or effective. It's your belief system behind it. So now that brings us to our topic. Mothers and Daughters is 2017. Now what? We talked last week about renewing your mind, renewing your relationship in that. And I'm speaking, you know, when I speak of renewing your relationship, I'm speaking of making some changes in your relationship. You know, you can't continue to go doing the same thing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and thinking that you're going to end up in a place of a new relationship. So when I say you can't keep doing the same thing, expecting the same result, it doesn't always mean physical. The physical is already in existence. You can't recreate what's in the physical. It's already in the physical. That chair you wanted and you sitting on it, you don't have to worry about wanting that chair again. You've already manifested that chair. You're sitting on it. But you first had a vision. You saw it and you decide, you know what? I'm going to get this. I don't care what. I know a young lady, she's got this vision on this set, and she's been going to that store, looking at the set, and I said, you know what? I know those people are saying, my God, will she ever get this set? But you see, the hole in that vision, hole in that vision, there's no way that you can't get what you want if you put your faith on it. You see it in your mind's eye, you put the word on it, and you hold it in your heart. There is no way, mother, no way, daughter, that you will not be able to get it. I'm telling you, because God said it. He gave you the promise. As a man thinketh, so is he. All you got to do is use the recipe. I'm living in it. I've done it many years ago and got out of it. But see, you know, once you go through a little rough waters, you say, I am so focused on this now. I said, Lord, you won't have to worry about me. I'm telling you, been there, done it, went out of it, and back into it. I will not, because now I know to stay focused, to keep the vision in front of my eyes. Because if I take my eyes off the vision, then it will evaporate. It will go away. Think about it. How you wanted something, then all of a sudden you made a decision. See, you don't realize you made a decision when you took your eyes off of it. You made a decision that you didn't want it. It's not for me, or why? How can I get that? I don't see a way. You know, you made a decision. It wasn't for you. You took your eyes off of it. Of course you can't have it. You got to stay focused. Keep the vision. Spend so much time meditating on it. You've got to work the spirit. It's in your spiritual world. You've got to go inside the spiritual world. You've got to manifest it. You've got to see it. You've got to enjoy it. You've got to feel it. You've got to know that you know that you know that you know. And don't worry about time. God is not working in the spiritual realm with the same day-to-day, week-to-week, hour-to-hour process that we are working in our capacity here on earth. Just stay in it. And eventually you'll see things popping up into your physical world. That's how you got what you have to this day. The house, the car, the job, the relationship. So your relationship is important to you and your daughter, then work on it. That's why God said you must renew your mind. It's in the renewing of your mind that gives you the faith to believe. You had to renew your mind to have enough faith, believe in Jesus Christ, and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You had to renew your mind. Think about what you were doing before you came to Christ. You were doing you. You were having your fun. You were doing what you want to do and enjoying life. That's what you do. I mean, that's what we all did. You know, I was saved at 18. But even at that, you know, the life, you know, you live in the life, you're saved, but you're a teenager. So, you know, there's certain things that you experience as you're coming through the 20s and the 30s and things of that nature. But thank God I stayed a little close to the cuff. Because, you know, I was raised so strict. But even at that, I had a girlfriend who's not with me now. She said, my mother always told me, You either go do it while you're young or you wait till you get old to do it. Well, I wait till I got older to explore life. Thank God that part is gone. Now I'm focused. I don't have anything to do now but focus on what God sent me here to do. Get back on track. So before you renewed your mind, you had to come up to a decision. One day you said to yourself, that's it. Lord, I can't live like this any longer. Lord, I need you to help me. I don't know what's going on. And you prayed and you was at the club next week and you was boogieing down. Lord, I need you to help me. You kept going till one day you made a decision. And you said, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired. And you go up and you give your life to the Lord. And you release everything. And then the Holy Spirit come live in your heart. And then all of a sudden, the things that you used to do, you can't do them anymore. You know, the things that I used to do, I can't do those anymore. It's just, a lot of the stuff is just like gone from my memory. It just erased because I asked the Holy Spirit, remove all that negativeness. Remove it. Not proud of it, but I used to be a cursor. Man, I tell you, you say something to me and I got teed off. You know, I was quick on the tongue. Oh, my God, I was quick on the tongue. The one thing I know is that, and I labeled that, as Bessie Mae, you know, I that's what I call her because I have to work on her. And every once in a while, the enemy will work through someone to try to push her and wake her up. And it's not often, but if she wakes up, I'm like, I have to work on her. Nope, you're not going to say it. You're not going to do it, you know. You got to talk to those intro conversations. You got to work on them because if you don't, that dominant person, that dominant personality can rise up. So you got to constantly kill the body. Constantly. When they say kill the body, it's just kill those thoughts and kill those desires and those temptations to be anything other than loving. And a lot of times when I find that I'm around someone that the temptation or the energy flow doesn't fit, then I remove myself because my spirit is telling me the energy is not working. So if the energy is not working, why you want to stay in that type of relationship? You got to see a different relationship. So mothers and daughters, when you're working on your relationship and you know, and I've seen this, and I know people sometimes think it's hard to, you know, mothers and daughters, I've heard mothers say, and daughters, I'm good until she walks into the room. When she walks in the room, I just get angry. Well, see, what they're saying is that the energy changes when the other person walks in the room. And so nobody's saying anything, but, you know, you've heard people say, oh, the energy got so thick you could cut it with a knife. That's that tug of war with the spirit. So you've got to see that as being a peaceful environment, you know, and you don't need the other person to see it. That's the good thing about it. You, mother, you have the power and authority over your daughter. You have that authority. Start working on it. Start just letting the Holy Spirit work through it, and you're going to see little bit by little bit. How many times have I seen and heard mothers say, I didn't worry about them. I just put them in the Lord's hand. And I said, God, I thank you every day. I thank you for their life. I thank you for blessing them. I thank you for bringing them out. I thank you. And you just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Seeing them out, seeing y'all going on vacation, seeing y'all having dinners, you know, just seeing them in that place. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will bless you, your children, and your children's children. And mother, if you know you're a woman of God, and you know you got a relationship with God, and you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives within you, and you using your measure of faith, come on now. It'll take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The blessing that's upon you, and God is not a liar, will fall on your children. I don't care how far it seems, that they may stretch out outside of the scope that God has designed for them. It's like being in a bubble. Look at them in a clear balloon. They can stretch it out, but they won't burst out of that bubble. They can stretch and stretch and stretch, but because you are saved, because you are blessed, because the blessing is on you, that balloon will not pop. Your child will not get in the hands of Satan. Your job is to keep the blessing flowing on you. And you can't get out there and do just in and everything. Because remember, the blessing is flowing from you to your children. So you don't have to worry about them. They're fine. Just pray, because they're growing. They're trying to understand life and they're experiencing different things. But I can guarantee you they are covered by the blood of Jesus and they are covered under your blessing. So therefore, renewing your mind, mother, is very important. It is very important. You cannot continue doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to do something different, just like you did when you accept Jesus Christ for your Lord and Savior. That was the beginning of the renewing of your mind, which brings in a whole different lifestyle. And you know for yourself, when you're getting ready to do something, the Holy Spirit will nudge you. Now, I know a lot of times people override that. But when you do, you don't want that spanking. And we've all done it. We've all done it, not intentionally. You know, you've been like, well, should I do it? I don't know. So I say, don't do it. People say, something say, don't do it. Well, that's the Holy Spirit saying, don't do it. And you go do it, and you say, something told me not to do it. Because you know what? It didn't turn out so good. Now you remember. Something told me not to do it. But when you focus and you're asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, like I said to the Holy Spirit, I said, I want you to nudge me in such a way that my stomach feel like it's just going to pop. And I'm telling you, when I'm going the wrong way, I'm telling the Holy Spirit to grab my stomach, and it's just like something just twists. I'm like, okay, I got it. I mean, there's no doubt I'm not supposed to do this. Because I can miss him, and I have done that in the past. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to go back and say something told me, the Holy Spirit told me not to do it, and I did it. And that's the one thing you cannot be forgiven for. If you sin against the Holy Spirit, God said, you can talk about me all you want. You can talk about my beloved son, Jesus Christ, all you want, and I'll forgive you. But if you talk about my Holy Spirit and sin against me, the Holy Spirit, the creator of the world, God thought it, he said the word, and the Holy Spirit created the manifestation. So anything that you want, so you don't want to offend the Holy Spirit. You want the Holy Spirit to work for you. That in itself will put fear into you of respect for the Holy Spirit. So I try to be very careful. Like, I just want to listen. I do not want to get in that. Can you imagine not being able to be forgiven because you've done something against the Holy Spirit? That is too deep. That would definitely keep you focused. So for you mothers and daughters out there, it's saying, okay, Dr. Fletcher, what are you talking about? I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I do not want to live the life and experience what I experienced in 2016. I'm tired of that. I tried everything, and I've done everything I know to do. I can't find any rest, any peace. The job I go in, I'm miserable. You know, the people that I live around, I'm miserable. I can't find any peace. And you're telling me that I can have peace in the midst of all of this? And I say, yes, you can. I know, because I live in the bubble of that peace. Oh, a lot of things are going on around me. Lots and lots of things are going on around me. but I don't focus on the world. I focus inward, and I progress from within. So with that being said, all you need to do is make a decision that if I keep doing what I'm doing the way that I did it last year, then I'm going to have similar experiences or even worse experiences. Because when you go through an experience and you don't change it, you don't adjust, you don't learn from it, then the next time it's not going to be so easy. There are grace for those who don't know. But once you know and you defiantly go against the word of God, because he's allowed you grace in that area, and you decide you're going to go back and do it again, now you're playing with the Spirit of God because you know better. And you just made a decision. I'm going to do it again. That's playing Russian roulette. Russian roulette. And one time, you're going to pull that same trick, and it's going to be the last. And that reminds me of a story that Cynthia told me, and I'll have her tell that when I bring her on in a few minutes, with one of the ladies at the prison that we worked with. You can't continuously play in Russian roulette because you never know which chamber that bullet is going to be in. So what I say to you is, it's a very simple thing. You make up your mind. I don't want to live the same lifestyle I had last year. This is 2017. Now what? Well, the now what is, you make a decision. I tried it my way. Now let me try it God's way. What do you have to lose? All you have is to gain. It didn't work the way that you were doing it. Here's the person that created you. Here's the person that created the body. He leased the body to you. You don't own the body. See, that's where a lot of people get confused. They think they own their body. You don't own your body. Your body is a lease. That's why God can take it back whenever he wants to. He give it to you. He allow you to come on the earth because he needed that body to bring his spirit into the earth to do what he wanted to do in the earthly realm. Keep in mind, you are part of the body of Christ. You're not an island. You're not an independent body by yourself. You're connected to the body of Christ. Therefore, there are rules and regulations that you must follow. He's not going to continue to let you disrupt the body of Christ. He's got a job to do. He has a purpose for sending you. And you make up your mind. I'm going to do what you asked me to do. I'm going to do what you sent me here to do. Here's my body. Use me. I release it to you. Even though you told me, I'm going to let you make the decision. You can let me use the body, or you can use the body and cut me out. But I'm always inside of you. I just won't be able to make the decision for you. But when you release the body to me and I can make the decision, I'll take you on a journey. I'll take you places you never dreamt possible. We will go throughout the world preaching the gospel, continuing the work of Jesus Christ. And when you get that, you'll realize you look at this body, because if you just close your eyes, you can feel the Spirit of God right inside of you. You could feel it, so you know he's there. I told some young ladies, I said, if you're on the pole and you're dancing in the club, God's on the pole and he's dancing with you. You sneaking, hiding, killing, robbing, God's with you. He said, I will never leave you. What do you think that means? Wherever you go, mother and daughter, he is with you. You're like a fish in a bowl. He can see you. He's with you. So don't think you're sneaking and hiding, talking about people behind the back, thinking they don't know. God is with you. He got to hear all that mess. But until you get to that reality, until you renew your mind to that level and that extent, sense, you will think that you and God are two separate people, and therefore I can hide. He won't know. But it's a simple thing. All you got to do is ask Jesus to come live in your heart, repent for your sins, accept him as your Lord and Savior, and agree to serve him, to extend his work, and ask the Father, in the name of Jesus, to give you the Holy Spirit, to wake the Holy Spirit up in you, to lead and guide you. I tell you, it's a wonderful journey. It's a wonderful journey. He'll show you things. He will bring signs to you. And I know I sound different than I did this time last year because I've had totally different experiences. I'm on a journey, and it's the best journey of my life. So if you don't have a clue what you want to do this year, mother and daughters, I advise you to sit, stop, think about it. Because now, if you want peace and not worry, that's the question is, what are you going to do? You tried it your way through 2016. Now it's 2017. Now what? That's the question. All you got to do is make the decision. I'm going to go to the switchboard. And let's see if we can find Cynthia here. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Awesome. All is well, Dr. Fletcher. You know, God is our source of provision. And if we get in the habit, and you know there is nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, we should often ask, now what? Because we are constantly being moved by the Holy Spirit, but we miss it, like you said. So we have to get in the habit of asking God, now what? Oftentimes we don't know what to ask for. That's why Matthew 6:9-15, it teaches us how to pray, or to pray. Jesus encouraged us to pray this prayer because it covers everything, even when we don't know what to pray for. But God said we have not because we ask not. And so his prayer, Matthew 6:9-11, covers it all, starting with, give us this day our daily bread. Because we oftentimes don't do the work, Dr. Fletcher, to determine what's next. And everyone, I don't want to say everyone, but I want to say just human nature. Human nature wants some stuff. Human nature wants some things. Human nature wants to prepare, to repair a lot of broken relationships and stuff, but we don't even know how to start the process. And that's where prayer comes in. That's where you have to go before the Father and ask, now what? Because it takes work. It don't take spinning, because we like to spin and think we're doing some work. But it does take you to spend that time before the Father, asking him, now what? For him to show it to you, for him to give you the vision. And then you stick with this prayer, because he said all that vain repetition is not what get God to answer your prayers, but it's praying the way Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6:9-15. And it's a very simple prayer, Dr. Fletcher. It's so simple, even that's why children can remember this prayer. And it simply says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So everything that you can even think of as it is done in heaven, it can be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thou art the Father, thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's so simple. But we get caught up in vain repetition. We get caught up in don't knowing what to even ask for. But you got to, like you said, first things first, you got to accept the Lord as your Savior in order to reap the rewards of our Lord. And then all you have to do is pray his prayer. It's simple. But we make it hard as people because we don't even know what to ask for. Because we don't want to do the work. And it takes work to sit down, to spend that time with the Heavenly Father in order to know what's next, what he needs us to do, where he needs us to go, who he needs us to serve. We don't know. And it starts at home, like you said, with the mother and daughter. If you can't forgive your daughter and you get mad every time she walks in the room, that's that unforgiveness that it talks about. God, in 15 and 16, God will not forgive you if you do not forgive your daughter. So you're asking for a whole bunch of stuff, but you don't even know what you need. Because you won't even ask the question. Because he knows what's next. And he knows how to do it. He knows how to repair those broken relationships. He knows what step we need to make in order that we can get there. Mother, I implore you to ask what's next in 2017 to move from where you are to where you want to be. That's my take on it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia. That's a good take. As you were talking, my spirit is telling me that Frida wants to say something too. Frida, I'll come right to you. Just one second. As you were talking, I was thinking about, God said to meditate on the word. Yes, the prayer is a simple prayer, but if you just say in the word, and audience, anybody out there want to say anything, click one, I'd be glad to bring you on. If you just say the word, it's like reading the newspaper. But if you say the words and think on them, see, meditate on it, it's where you get revelation from the word. Even though the prayer is simple, you will get nothing from it.
That's the word,
Dr. Fletcher. I know. That's why I'm explaining that, because you said it's the work. I'm explaining to them what the work is, and that it's the meditation. Yeah,
absolutely.
You said it's the work, and people be like, work. You see, that's what's happening now. We go to church, and people just saying words, and nobody's really breaking it down and teaching it to the point where people don't know. They don't know what the work is. And the work is, you say, our Father. Okay, now stop right there. Our Father. That in itself, okay, Lord, what do you mean by our Father? That means it's just not you, so it takes you out of that selfishness that you would consider yourself. No, he says our, because he is the same with each one of us, love us all the same. So when you start breaking each one of those sections down, then now you got a better understanding of what it means to pray, because you're not going to be saying, Lord, give me, I need this and I need that, Lord. No, that's begging. So that's a good point. I just wanted to add that to it. Yes, you're
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's what it takes. It takes meditating on his word. And that is the work. Spending time
That is
with
the
him.
Work.
That is the work.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing
and
that part
wanna,
in. Absolutely.
And people don't, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to do the work. I mean, it's work. It is, I can't even begin to tell you the number of hours I spent a day doing that work.
Yeah.
And
that's
okay, because it's about me and God. But it, because I only work for God, I don't have another employer or anybody else that works. So that's all I do is work with Him. And so I'm seeing things,
and
He's showing me things.
In while you're waiting
mm-hmm.
on Him, that's where the peace comes in.
Oh, you better.
He might not have opened it yet. He might not have given it to you yet. But because you spend that time with the Heavenly Father, that's where your peace come in, to give you the patience to wait on Him.
Mm-hmm.
What
He lets
desire.
You know. Because
He's
raising you up. He's raising you up for a point. See, that was the point I had to get. Betsy, I'm raising you up.
It may not be when you think, but it's going to be the right time because there's a few more things that I need to show you. And I'm telling you, I'm getting it. All right, thank you, Cynthia. That was good. Let me see if I can get Frida in. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Okay. Let's see. Frida? Frida,
I'm here.
Did you want to say anything?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, my spirit was saying go to Frida, so I'm going to get to you. We have about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I do have something to share, but it will take me much longer than 2 minutes because it is a testimony.
Go ahead. Can you want to do it next week then? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I can just share briefly for me,
okay,
for bringing in the new year. I was just in my spirit. I didn't want to be able to, the Lord was not focusing so much on achievements, but so much on attributes and assets, the inner part of me, okay? And it's found in Proverbs 31, and I've been meditating over it for a while. So I said, okay, Lord, the asset of a woman of influence, and she's trustworthy. And I started thinking about and meditating on trustworthy and integral in character. And I went to the Shunammite woman, the woman that had nothing. It was a prophet. And I thought about what you were saying about how God led you to be able to bless people with food. There was a woman, her and her husband, and there was a prophet that came in their town, and she would give food. He didn't ask for it. And he came around so much sharing the gospel, she went to her husband and says, let us add on a room so when he's in the area, he can be able to stay. So it goes on and says that the time came, he said, bring this woman to me because she has a need. But when, I guess, was so long, went without a child, it was normal to her. So she didn't think she had a need. And then the other servant said, she does have a need. She's never bore a child before. So the prophet said, this time next year, you're going to have a son. So she was like, you know, stop lying to me. That's not going to happen because my husband is old. So when I was reading the passage, I said out loud, I give you every empty jar in my life because it says maybe you're not empty enough. So I said, I remember a woman that came into my life, her and her husband, and I opened my house to her while they were going through the building. She laid hands on me in my kitchen. She says, Lord, bless this woman for opening her house, me and my husband. And she started praying. I remembered the prayer. I went into the room where I've been believing to have a foster child. So the beginning of the new year, I never go in that room to pray. I set everything out, and I was kneeling. I joined with Bishop Oren Pullen and Dr. Medina Pullen. I said, I'm committing to the 21 days of fasting and praying. Not so much of I'm turning my plate over, and I spent a lot of quality time in the Word of God. What came out of my mouth was, I says, yeah, I'm going to come before you because I'm empty in this area. I've never been married before. I'm empty, and I started to say the jars that was empty because this woman had to be empty enough for God to use her. So I'm saying these jars, visualizing, saying them out loud. And what came out of my mouth, I said, Lord, I'm asking for a daughter. Just came out of my mouth. I'm praying, took my shower, voicemail. Miss Hunt, I need for you to call me. I'm in the area. I prefer to say it to you in person, but I just want to talk to you. So I called her back. I said, well, what's going on?
She said, I just wanted to ask you a question. I said, well, what is it? She said, ma'am, my husband has been on my hearts for a long time, but today I just had to ask you, would you please consider being a godmother to our daughter?
Hmm.
We want to take it before the church. We want to ask the church and the pastor and everything. We want to make official. We want to have a ceremony.
Hmm.
Now, I thank God. I thank God. So I just, this is a testimony that willing to be able to, when you're fasting and praying, it's a lot of things the Lord says, but with the disciples, they had unbelief. They said, well, how in the world can you do that? He says some things that comes through fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just shut the whole time, even when I was invited to go out for the new year, I didn't go out. I just wanted to be in. I wanted to have an excitement that this God is up to something. And so I just wanted to share that with somebody. She said it, and it's the same lady that we ministered to at the mother and daughter conference.
Mm. My God,
yes, she said her daughter. She said her daughter has just bonded with you and connected with you, talks about you all the time, and so we were reluctant to ask you. We didn't know that you were going to say yes. I said, my God, I said, I will be honored. So I just thank God that even with that Olivia asked her parents, could Miss Frieda be the godmother? And I just give God the praise.
Oh, my God. You know, we know what that means. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Audience,
hallelujah.
We cannot explain to you what that means, but I have to bring Cynthia on. I'll run the show just a little bit.
She said, Cynthia, we give God the praise.
Ma'am.
She said we want.
Yes,
she said we
yes,
want.
Ma'am.
She said, Miss Hunter, we want. She said we want you to be a part of our family.
And you,
I remember the day.
You had the bond, like
yes,
I mean,
we have bonded.
But you know, now see that we knew that.
Thank you,
That weekend, we knew that conference was, that whole weekend was just unbelievable. But see, God will bring everything together for one thing, and that was for you. That we knew it. That was for you. Look at God. We just thank you.
I give God the praise. Yeah, that was on January 3rd, but I said no. I just felt like, no, this is a new year. Well, I brought the new year in church like I normally do, but it was like, no, I'm going to spend that time, and I just spent that time. Sometimes
that's
you have to
work,
say no.
That's the work. You did
the
work.
I put the work in. I put the time in. I poured my heart out. I poured my heart out to the Lord. I said, I'm going to turn my plate over.
Amen.
21 days. If God is speaking to you, give
Amen.
God to give the time that you don't eat. You don't have to go and do. If it's one meal, you can fast a breakfast. You can fast a lunch. You can do a dinner. You can do it with your daughter and implement it in your family to give God that time. You're not going to drop dead and everything if you don't skip a meal. Look at the people in Africa and all these other places that don't even have, or sometimes they go with 1 or 2 days without food.
Mm. Yes.
Well, we got to close the show off, but
we are definitely going to talk. We're going to talk later on offline. I just want to
thank
say
you,
the audience
Jesus.
Out there, this is awesome. We knew it was such a miraculous move of God that whole weekend. We were just blown away. We were totally blown away. Frieda and this young lady, Bond, and everybody could see it. Now I know, and Cynthia, we know that weekend was for you, and that was your daughter. And what a beautiful young lady. You all are going to have a lot of good times. Audience, that's our show for today. Hold on, I'll be right back. Praise God.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show, Mothers and Daughters, 2017. Now what? Have a great week.